Why reinvent the wheel? That's what we like to say in the world of web design, especially these days, don't we? It's all about using other people's APIs and widgets and pulling in content from all over the place and using off-the-shelf systems to solve your problems. And I think as a general principle, it's a good one. And I think more and more website owners are kind of wrapping their head around the fact that, you know, there are perfectly good tools already out there and they don't need to be paying for these things to be recreated. But there are concerns and there are things that you need to be aware of. So you go in with, you know, your eyes wide open. And I can say this from bitter experience following something that happened to me yesterday. So you might know that I run my blog on WordPress, which is a great example of off-the-shelf software that enables me to do pretty much everything I want to on my blog. But there's always stuff that you want to do that's extra, isn't there? And WordPress deals with this. It deals with it by offering a plethora of plugins, and pretty much any problem that you might come across, anything that you want to be able to do on your website, chances are somebody else has already thought of it and produced a plugin for you. Great, you might think, hours spent in terms of development. But there are a couple of issues when it comes to relying on third-party code. The first one is you don't really know how well it's written. You get this problem a lot with things like jQuery. There's loads of jQuery plugins, aren't there, you can use to do everything. But you can't guarantee it's written very well. This can cause performance issues that'll slow your site down. And if you're using a lot of these plugins, it can be quite hard to track down what the problem is because, after all, you don't understand how the plugin works. You just use it. So you need to be aware of that going in. But secondly, you don't know who these people are that produce these plugins, and that's where I fell down yesterday. That basically, I installed a number of plugins yesterday, and one of them, and I still couldn't tell you which of the ones that I installed yesterday, was actually a malicious piece of software, and actually embedded into my website some JavaScript that tried to install malware on people's computers who hit my website. Now, that's embarrassing. It's bad for my reputation, and it would be bad for your reputation if it happened on your website as well. Luckily, because I have such a enthusiastic and intelligent set of followers, they were quick to inform me that there was a problem, and even quicker to find what the problem was so I could sort it out and remove it. But the point here is that there's a security risk of using third-party software as well as a performance risk. So what am I saying here? Am I saying that you shouldn't use things like plugins or, you know, extra bits of code from other people? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that you need to approach these things carefully, that you need to certainly read the reviews and the recommendations people are writing about the plugins, you know, whether they're well written and whether they are reliable and trustworthy and that kind of stuff. And ideally, use plugins from people that you've known and taken the time to research and find out a bit more about. So there you go, just a little word of warning, because I know, you know, more and more of us are using this as a shortcut in our development process to keep costs down, and there are consequences to it.